Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier, and welcome to the Power Is Now online first-time homebuyer seminar. But this is our Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, online homebuyer seminar. And every Tuesday night, folks, we are live. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, unless I'm sick or there's a holiday, I'm going to be here at 7 o'clock. And I absolutely enjoy being with you at this time and talking about real estate and finance and homeownership and wealth. I absolutely love it. And I appreciate those of you who spend this time with me at 7 p.m. every Tuesday night right here on Facebook.com/ The Power Is Now. For those of you who are joining us on Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for tuning in to all of our shows. Folks, over 1 million people have downloaded shows on The Power Is Now Blog Talk Radio. Over 1 million. And it's syndicated to iTunes and TuneIn and many other podcasts and online radio platforms. So I'm very proud that the word is getting out. And we appreciate those of you who share our audio from Blog Talk Radio, who share the video here on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for being our partners and helping to get the word out about some incredible programs to help people buy and information that I believe is important that all of us should understand about real estate and about the economy and what's going on. So again, thank you for joining me. And for those of you who are joining us online, thank you so much for coming in the Facebook room here. And if you have any questions at all about anything I discussed tonight, please ask your questions. We'll be happy to respond to you via chat, as well as give me a call or drop me an email. You can email me at eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com. And or you can call me at 714-475-8629, and I will get back to you if I don't answer the phone right away. So it's about 7:05, and we're going to get started in just a few minutes. For those of you who are visiting for the first time or just learning about this seminar, my name is Eric Frazier. I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. Now, The Power Is Now is a media company. That's what we started as. In 2009, we started actually doing teleconferences, and then we transitioned to online radio in April of 2011. And then we formed a magazine in November or September of 2013. And then we launched mortgage division in 2016 and a real estate division in 2017. And so, folks, we have been busy, but our foundation is media. And it's all about communicating and educating and empowering people with information we believe that will help them to become homeowners. So The Power Is Now, Inc. is a media company. And on it, under that corporation is The Power Is Now Real Estate Division, and called The Power Is Now Real Estate Services. The license number for The Power Is Now Real Estate Services is 1980407. That's a license number for the company, and we're licensed in the state of California only. And the license number for the mortgage division, The Power Is Now Mortgage Services, is from the federal, the National Mortgage Licensing System Registry. It is 1435243. And we're licensed, again, here only in the state of California. Now, I am the broker and the president, the founding broker and president for both companies. So my individual license as a real estate broker is 0-1143484. And as a mortgage broker licensed by the National Mortgage Licensing System Registry, it's 461807. That's the information. Please contact us if you have any questions about our company and about what we do. If you would like to, you can go to our website, thepowersnow.com, and there you'll find all the information, especially under the About Us. Under the About Us section, you'll find the statement of purpose, our mission, our vision, our core values. You'll find my bio and 14-page resume. All there, folks. We want you to get to know us. You can meet our team under the Power Is Now team, and there you'll see that this is not by any means a one-man show. It is not. I am surrounded by some incredible people that make all of this possible. Honestly, folks, I don't know what I would do without my operations team, my sales team, my marketing team. It is a collaborative effort, and together we are producing what I believe is unprecedented information that's available. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to leave your job. You don't have to get out in the cold and sit in a room and get this information from the comfort of your home. Every Tuesday night, we are dropping knowledge at 7 o'clock about home ownership. Also, I want to encourage you to check out our magazine, The Power Is Now magazine. It's right there on the website. On the homepage, you'll see the Penn Magazine, which is a national magazine. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are reading this magazine. It's an easy, and it's absolutely free, folks. Now, January is almost over. We got one more day in January. So check out the January issue. The February issue will be coming out real soon. And I'm excited about the great information. You know, February is Valentine's Day. It's Black History Month. There's a whole lot of stuff to be covered. Heck, we may even be late with that magazine. We got so many things to talk about. But check out the Power Is Now magazine and meet some of our agents that are in the Power Is Now magazine as well. And then we have the radio show, and we have an actual radio magazine as well. You can find that under the radio section. And then, of course, the Power Is Now TV. And we use Facebook as the platform to produce our online television shows. And so it's on our website. It's on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/ The Power Is Now and subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can learn more and listen to all the presentations I've done in the past. In fact, it's adding up, folks. I mean, every Tuesday night, I'm dropping some knowledge. And so can you imagine how many that we have? We have a lot in the archive, and I'm sure there are some subjects that you would like to listen to again. So subscribe to The Power Is Now YouTube channel, youtube.com/ The Power Is Now. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the process, how to get started with the process of buying a home. And, you know, so often when I do presentations, that's the question after I, you know, share the information about a loan program or share some economic information. The question is always asked, okay, what's next? What do I do? I mean, Eric, I get it. I surrender. I need to buy. What do I need to do? What is the first thing I need to do? The second thing, what do I need to do? So I'm going to talk about five power steps to buy a home tonight. And before I do that, though, I want to just cover other things. I'm going to really get into the reasons why you should buy for a few minutes here before I get into the steps of buying a home. Now, The Power Is Now, by the way, is a movement. It's a movement, and it's a statement, and it's a company, right? It is a movement because we're trying to literally get people to think more seriously about homeownership and to start taking action. Because people don't. Everyone has this dream of owning a home, but what are they really doing about it? Are they doing anything about their credit? Are they doing anything about maybe trying to make more money or save more money? Are they doing anything about reducing their debt? Are they just talking about it? You know, there are two types of people in the world, people who talk about getting things done and people who get things done. There really isn't anything in between. And so you either fall in one category or another. You're a person that talks a lot about doing things but never get it done, or you're a person that actually has dreams and goals, you talk about it, and you are taking action. So your power is now. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. It is literally right now. If you're going to buy a house, you need to do it right now. And I'm going to give you a bunch of reasons why you need to do it right now. But you have the power to change your life. You have the power to stop making excuses about where you are. You have the power to start taking action instead of procrastinating about everything. You have the power to stop chasing lower rents. I tell you, I love hearing it when I have a client that says, I'm sick and tired of paying rent. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of paying rent. Have you heard that? You have the power to bring stability to your family. Having to move every 2 or 3 years? Come on now. Really, is that really how you want to live your life? You have the power to restore and maintain your credit, the power to save money for emergencies, the power to pay off your debt, the power to live on a budget, the power to live within your means, the power to stop financing clothes and shoes and cars and vacation. You have the power, and the power, folks, is right now. It really is. Tomorrow is not promised to us. It is not time, is not your friend, it is your enemy. Absolutely, it is your enemy. Time is robbing us all of everything, right? Before you know it, I mean, can you imagine? It's already the end of January. 2018 is here, and January is practically gone. It really is. So honestly, have you taken time to look at your goals, what you have planned to do this year? Are you on track? Here we are, 30 days have gone by faster than you can say your name, your whole name, middle name, and are you on track? That's the question. Well, if you're not on track and you need help, we have a program called Never Rent Again. Never Rent Again. And what this is a program designed for first-time home buyers, or really anybody who doesn't own a home, all right? Because technically a first-time home buyer is a person who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you need help and getting back on track, join the Home Buyers Club, the Power Is Now Buyers Club. And in the Buyers Club, what we'll do is help you achieve your goals. We'll help you. First thing we're going to do is put you on a budget. And we use Mint.com. It's a great program. If you haven't heard of it before, I talk about it all the time. Mint.com. Check it out. It is a fantastic program. It'll help you set up a budget. You can download the app to your phone. You can have it on your laptop. Set your budget. It'll track your spending. You know exactly where you are all the time. We'll help you set up a savings plan. We'll help you set up a debt elimination plan. We'll help you set up a credit restoration plan. We'll help you do all those things. These are actual documents that we will help you produce online and on paper. And on top of that, if you need additional assistance, if you need someone to literally hold you accountable throughout the process to achieve the goal of homeownership, we can do that too. It's our financial coaching plan. It's a paid program. And right now, the costs are not accurate in the website, but if anyone wants to take advantage of that current price, you can do so. It's $97 a month, but folks, it's going to increase. It's going to double in price. And that's going to happen in February. So if you're interested in getting that type of coaching and management of your goals and objectives to become a homeowner and just to get yourself together financially, go to thepowersnow.com, look under membership, or just go to neverrentagain.com, and you'll find the details there. In this program, we have a wealth initiative, and our goal in the wealth initiative is for you is to, well, achieve five objectives. Number one, knowledge, because knowledge is power. All right. And I tell you, you just got to follow some people who have won a lot of money in the lotto, didn't have any help, didn't have any knowledge, and they lost it all. Or you perhaps know someone in your own family, came into some money, didn't have knowledge, didn't have any great advice, didn't have any mentors, and they lost it all. So knowledge is power. And in this, we're providing you mentorship and we're helping you to get ready for homeownership. Number two is commitment to financial independence. And this is where we help you take personal responsibility for exactly where you're at. Commitment requires discipline, and discipline requires being accountable for your spending, being accountable on a budget. And then number three, investment in real estate, prioritizing the purchase of real property over anything else. And so that means, you know, focusing on saving money to achieve that goal before you buy a new car or new watch or that those shoes or whatever you wanted to buy that, you know, costs a lot of money. You don't own a home yet. Well, we want to get your priorities back in line. So that's the number three, investment in real estate. And then number four, financial and credit management. You may not be aware of this, but the highest FICO score you can have is 850 as far as mortgage lending is concerned. There are consumer credit scores that can go as high as 900. But 850 is the highest credit score you can have as far as mortgage lending is concerned. And so good credit is the beginning to building wealth. It really is. Having a FICO score at 720 is considered good. 720 to 790 Nine is good credit. Great credit is 800 to 850. That is great credit, and that's where we want everyone to be. And lastly, creating wealth. Thinking now about creating wealth and leaving an inheritance, leaving a legacy of wealth building, especially, you know, if you're in your 40s or 50s. Really, truthfully, you need to start in your 20s because then you have time on your side. You can leverage compound interest. There's a thing called the rule of 72. And so whatever rate of return or the rate of appreciation that has taken place on an asset, whether it be a house, a car, whatever, I mean, not a car that depreciates, but a house or cash, whatever rate of return or rate of appreciation is occurring on that asset or cash, you divide that into 72, and that equals the number of years it would take for that asset to double. So for example, if I'm able to get a 10% rate of a return or appreciation on an asset, whether it be cash, a home, or something, that means 10 divided into 72 is 7.2 years. So every 7.2 years, that asset is going to double. So think about it. If you're in your 20s and you get started now with saving money or with investing in real estate, man, oh man, do you have compound interest on your side? And so That's a fifth objective in helping you understand wealth, how to build wealth, leaving an inheritance for your family, leaving a legacy of wealth building, all tied to real estate. We even have a 10-point wealth building pledge that we want you to take. Literally pull up the pledge, put your right hand over your heart, your left hand on the Bible, and make a promise to yourself that from this day forward, you're going to do the following 10 things. I encourage you to take the 10-point wealth building pledge because nothing happens really in life. Nothing changes in your life until you, number one, make up your mind. Seriously, it is a mindset. It is a mindset about how you show up every day, what you believe every day. You know, because what you believe is true and will happen. So if you believe you can't buy a home, that you can't save enough money, that you can't live on a budget, that you can't be disciplined, you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right because that's what you believe. And how you believe affects the way you behave. So the power is now. NeverRentAgain.com. NeverRentAgain.com. Check it out if you need our assistance. Now, for those of you who are ready to buy a home, I want to tell you why it's so important that you move forward and you do so with haste. There are people who have pre-approvals right now. Even within my own company, we have people with pre-approvals that have never bought a home yet. They are 2-3 years in the game, their pre-approvals are expired, and they haven't bought a home. I believe that the number one reason why they haven't is because they really don't understand what's going on. It's like ignorance is bliss. They have no idea of what's going on around them. I mean, it's like when anyone intentionally put their hand in a fire. Of course not. They know it will burn. And so if a person is intentionally putting their hand in a fire, they must either, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with them. I mean, they are committing, they're hurting themselves intentionally. And I think that's really what's happening for some people. And for other people, it's just out of not understanding the seriousness of what we're dealing with right now in California and with housing in general. And the very real possibility that if you don't buy a home within this year or the next few years, you may never be able to buy a home because you'll be literally priced out of your ability to do so. Or the interest rates may be so incredibly high that you won't be able to do so. I did a seminar just the other night, and I pulled up Freddie Mac's History of Interest Rates, and I went over the history of the 30-year fixed rate. Because what we think right now at 3 and 4% is normal, that is not normal, folks. I'm here to tell you, if you don't believe me, go Google it yourself. The History of Interest Rates, Freddie Mac. Interest rates have been as high as 21%. Do not think that it cannot happen again. I remember for years, interest rates were in a 7, 8, 9, 10% range. It can happen. And it's not that it just can happen. It is going to happen. It is going to happen. I'm absolutely confident we're headed back to high inflation, high interest rates, very high property values, and largely driven by the incredible undersupply of homes and the incredible demand, particularly here in California Everybody wants to live in California. As we think about what's happening in the world, I mean, people are getting frozen out just about in every southern state and the east. I don't know how those people, I don't know how they live like that. I mean, where you're literally frozen in your house, right? I mean, where you can't even get out your front door. You can't drive on a freeway. The weather is changing drastically. It's even changing here in California, but I think the weather alone is going to increase immigration. Call it immigration, because California is kind of like a country and a state. But it's going to increase people moving, migrating to California because of the weather alone. Add to the fact, jobs and technology. I mean, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, California, all the technology is happening here, as well as some, and there's some things happening in New York as well. But really, everything is happening down here. Northern California, I don't see any end in sight in what's going on in Northern California. And now with Apple putting this huge campus in Las Vegas, I think that with the increase in jobs, with the increase in salary and wages, that's going to drive prices up as well. So here are some of the challenges facing California right now that is reasons why you should buy. All right. Number one, there's not enough housing being built. During the last 10 years, housing production averaged fewer than 80,000 new homes each year. And ongoing production continues to fall below the projected need of 180,000 additional homes annually. You understand what that means, folks? I mean, we're building 80. We need 180. Over the next 10 years, this is just going to get worse. We're looking at a million homes between now and 2025, shortage. We need a million more homes just to keep up with the demand. And that is a rough estimate. So what do you think if supply continues to stay well below what we need, right, in terms of new housing formations taking place every year and supply of homes continue to stay low, and those homes that are being built are not being built in affordable communities, they're being built near cities and where everything is happening, and the starting prices in Northern California are $700,000. Down here in Southern California, if you're in the IE, you might be lucky to find new homes in the $400,000 range. You can find a few resales in the $200,000 to $300,000 that go quickly, right? In Los Angeles, Orange County, forget about it. $500,000 in Los Angeles County, medium sales prices. $600,000 in Orange County. $600,000 in Los Angeles County. And these prices, folks, aren't going anywhere. Because add to the fact that there's undersupply, you have all this development taking places. I mean, soccer stadiums and baseball stadiums and basketball stadiums and all kinds of development that has taken place in both Northern California and Southern California. California is hot, 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 hot. I don't see any of it changing anytime soon. In addition, there's increased inequality and lack of opportunities. The lack of supply and the rising costs are compounding growing inequality and limiting advancement opportunities for younger people. I mean, that's a real problem. Without intervention, much of the new housing growth is expected to be focused in areas where fewer jobs are available to families that live there. And so, I mean, what's this is a serious issue, because obviously to buy a home, you need a job. Right. And if the only job you can get is an hour, 2 hours away from home, that creates even more challenges from you being able to keep that job, you being able to afford a job because of the transportation costs associated with it. And then new jobs never pay you what you're really worth initially. And so you're not getting paid really what you're worth, which is putting more stress on your debt ratio and your ability to maintain everything. In fact, another challenge is that too much of our incomes, particularly here in California, is going to housing. In California, more than 3 million households, 3 million, pay more than 30% of their income towards rents, and nearly one-third, or about 1.5 million households, pay more than 50% of their income towards rents. In the Harvard study, the Joint Center for Housing Studies by Harvard, it's on our website under Real Estate Resources, they cite over 10 million families nationwide. 10 million are spending over 50% of their family income, their total household income, towards rents. And so if your rent continues to rise, what do you think that does with your ability to save? What do you think that does also with your ability to even buy? Because as rents are rising, so are also property values rising. And there's a potential that you may not even experience any savings in terms of your housing expense in buying a home. You may just be forced to rent because the house payment is going to be equally as high. And to make matters worse, you're at a 50% of just your housing expense now is going out of your family income. How do you qualify for a mortgage? I tell you, the time is now. The time is now to buy. Here's another thing. There is a disproportionate number of Californians experiencing homelessness. I say this all the time, and I hope people are hearing me, but let me tell you, the end game of every renter is homelessness. The end game to every renter is homelessness. Now, I hope that doesn't happen to you. I really do. I hope perhaps when you get to that point where your income curve has declined and the rent curve has continue to increase, and you are unable to make enough money to pay rent, that there is a family member, a family home where you can stay. Or there are friends that you can maybe partner up and be able to meet that obligation to have a roof or housing over your head. I hope that there is some type of solution like that. But unfortunately for people here in California, California is home to the nation's largest homeless population. 12% of the nation's population are homeless. Disproportionate 22% of the nation's homeless population. So think about this for a moment. California is home to 12% of the nation's population. So that's 22% here in California. We have the highest poverty rate than any other state. And it's just getting bigger and bigger by the minute because families are being forced to live in cars, live in shelters. They're being forced to leave the state. Many are just leaving the state because it's just not possible for them to buy or to sustain themselves here with the cost of housing, the cost of food, utilities, rents. Everything is rising. With those numbers comes an increasing number of people who are homeless in California. The last thing is the homeownership rates. So African-Americans, Latinos, the median income from African-American is about a third less than whites for both African-Americans and Latinos, although our median incomes are improving and there's a lot of great things happening in the minority communities. African-Americans, our homeownership rate is only 35% in the state of California. For Latinos, it's 43%. For Caucasians, 64% of Caucasians or whites own a home in California compared to 35% of African-Americans in California or 43 Latinos in California own a home. These numbers are not improving. These numbers are not improving at all. They are going down because our income is not keeping pace with the cost of living, the cost of housing. And so as the price of homes get out of the way, less and less people are able to buy. And you'll see those numbers continue to fall. So folks, these are just some of the reasons why we ought to buy. Everyone needs to do everything they can to buy a home. You really do. I have some clients who live in Orange County. They work in Orange County. They want to buy in Orange County. They only qualify for $400,000 to $450,000. They can't find even a condominium that, you know, goes so quick because it's FHA and someone comes in putting 20% down or paying cash in Santa Ana. You know, and, you know, there are many people who live in these high cost areas who can't afford to purchase a home for $600,000 or $700,000. And yet they don't want to drive to Riverside or to the Inland Empire. They don't want to drive because it's just too far to drive and they don't want to make that commute. Here's the sad reality is that they can take that position today, but eventually they're going to concede to the fact they have to take the drive and just pray that this state gets on board with a better, more mass transportation. Thank God for the toll roads that exist right now, but that this state gets on board with mass transportation. Maybe Elon Musk in his underground car can go from the IE to Orange County and from the IE to LA and from LA to Northern California and create more opportunities. But the reality is that by the time they just come to grips with the fact that they can't buy and it makes no sense to have keep throwing their money away to Uncle Sam, keep paying someone else's mortgage instead of their own, makes no sense to continue to do that. But until they come to that reality, by the time they do so, now they're going to be paying more for the homes and the IE than they could have paid if they had bought even a few years ago. In fact, I want to share something with you. I was just looking at these numbers the other day, and I'm just blown away about what's happening here. So in Orange County in 2012, you could have, this is from the California Regional Multiple Listing Service, CRMLS, all right? And so in California, in Orange County, you could have bought a house in 2012 for about $250,000 in Orange County. This is median sales price. Today, it is over $550,000. So think about that. In 2012, there are many people listening right now that probably could have bought a home in 2012, but they were afraid of, you know, 2008 and the great crash, probably scared them to death and they didn't want to do anything. So 2012, $250,000, now $550,000 in 2018. That's just in Orange County. Look in San Diego County. In San Diego County, you could have bought a home for $250,000 in San Diego County, $250,000. Today, the median price for that home is $550,000. That's just from 2012 to 2017. In Riverside County, where I live, you could have bought a home for less than $200,000, about $180,000. Now the median price of a home is around $350,000. And folks, those homes go so fast. They're going fast because there's obviously a larger pool of buyers at the $350,000 range than there is at the $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 range. Did we talk about Riverside County? Did we talk about Los Angeles County? That was Los Angeles County. Wow. San Diego County was $250,000, now it's $550,000. Los Angeles County, same thing. My goodness. Over $550,000. $250,000 in 2012, $550,000 today in Los Angeles County. And then good old San Bernardino. Nobody wants to live in San Bernardino. I'm from San Bernardino, right? Grew up right there in the hood, 3330 Gardena Street, Delman Heights, West Side. That was seriously the hood, the oldest of seven kids. And you could have bought a house there for about $150,000 in 2012. Now, in old San Bernardino, $325,000. So what's important about understanding the numbers here is that these numbers represent the wealth that those who did buy have accumulated over the last 5 years. I'm talking, it's been a game changer for anybody who bought a home in 2012 or who owned a home already in 2012 and have just ridden that wave, a game changer. The number one driver of wealth, according to every study you can read, the number one driver to building wealth is home ownership. A study was recently done by the Institute of Social Policy and Assets. It's on our website. The median wealth for African Americans was about, in 2013, was about 78,000, Latinos 98,000, Caucasians around 355,000. The wealth gap, or 365,000. The wealth gap was about 300,000, it was more, 656,000 for Caucasians, by the way. So about 70,000, 90,000 for Latinos, 656,000 for Caucasians. So the wealth gap in 2013 was 500,000. They're predicting over the next 30 years, by 2043, the wealth gap will be $1 million between African-Americans, Latinos, and Caucasians. $1 million. And in this report, they cite the number one driver of that wealth is owning a home. And the evidence is just what I showed you on what homes were selling for as recent as 2012 and what they're selling for today. So how do you get started? How do you get to start? We're going to take the next 20 minutes and tell you exactly how to get started with buying a home. I tell you, the first thing is making up your mind, right? Make up your mind and want to do it and being absolutely committed to that. Get involved with our Never Lease, Never Rent Again program, and we will help you. We will help you buy a home. We will give you all the support you need. We will walk you through the process. We will hold your hand. We will be there for you. All right. So one of the ways you can get started, five power steps. Number one, meet with a HUD-approved counselor. You know, housing counseling agencies are approved by HUD. I'm on the board of directors of the Fair Housing Council of Riverside, California. Go to fairhousingcouncil.net. They put on seminars every month. These are all day, 8-hour seminars, and they are very powerful. I mean, you're going to learn everything you need to know about budgeting, finance, owning a home, the whole process. I highly encourage that you take advantage of these classes. And for some of you, you can do it online if you're good in online reading. For some of you who don't like that, you want to sit in a classroom, contact a local HUD-approved counseling agency in your area. And I promise you, you will benefit greatly from those classes. And that's just one. They offer a number of classes to help you with just getting your finances straight, helping you even with improving your credit. Now, we do all these things too. We're not trying to replace a HUD-approved counseling agency. We're not at all. We're just trying to help you get there quickly and providing additional assistance because we care. So number one, meet with a HUD-approved counseling agency. If you want to do it online, a great online program is sponsored by calhfa.ca.gov. Check it out. calhfa.ca.gov. This is a California Housing Finance Agency. They have an online program. There is a cost associated with it. And if you take their program, you may be eligible for a down payment assistance program that includes not only money for the down payment, but money for the closing costs. It's called the Cal FHA program. And I've done shows about it in the past, and I will be talking about the Cal FHA program in the near future.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future. Your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com, because we care. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life, the day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right, the down payment assistance is not a loan, it's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now radio today and multiply your media exposure now. Thepowerisnow.com, bringing out the superstar in you. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
All right, so you've gone through the counseling, you've gone to Never Rent Again, you've gone to the CalFHA, and we've helped you get some things straight, like improve your FICO score, or put some monies aside for the down payment, or to add to the down payment gift you're getting, or to handle some of the upfront costs that you're going to have to pay. And so let me talk about that, because the next step is getting a pre-approval. And one way you can determine how much you can qualify for is to get pre-approved for a home loan. And basically what we're doing is we are taking a look at your financial situation and measuring you up against the guidelines. So what are some of the guidelines? Number one might be you need a FICO score of 620, 640, 660, 680. It just depends on the type of loan that you want. The FICO scores vary based on the type of loan program that you are requesting. It also depends on if you're needing down payment assistance. The more money you need help with in terms of down payment assistance, the better your FICO score needs to be. All right. It also depends on whether or not you're going to need help. So if you need help with the down payment or with the closing costs, then the loan is going to have to be structured in a way to help you get that help. It could be an interest rate credit, or we may have to pre-approve you with a seller credit. And of course, that depends on the agent's ability to negotiate that on your behalf. So that's it's a lot of work involved in doing a pre-approval. But the pre-approval ultimately determines your purchasing power. No real estate agent should take anyone out who does not have a pre-approved letter. And no listing agent is going to accept an offer without a pre-approved letter. Now, not all pre-approved letters are equal, all right? They're not. As a real estate broker, on any listing we have, we will not accept an offer without a pre-approved letter, which also includes proof of funds that you have the money for the down payment, also includes the desktop underwriting, the DU findings report that shows what your ability is. We also need your FICO score report to see what your FICO score is. And this is important because we don't want our seller being strung out over, 30, 60 days because you can't qualify. You provide us something that says you could, but you really can't. And we double check. We look at the underwriting to ensure that it was done correctly, because just like not all agents are equal, not all lenders are equal, not all homes are worth buying, right? And so we look at everything very closely. And this is what all listing agents do. So here at The Power Is Now, we take the pre-approval process very seriously. Our intention is that when you make an offer with a pre-approval from The Power Is Now, that thing is like gold. It's like a blank check. And you're going to be pre-approved, and we're going to close the transaction on time. And so obtaining that pre-approval is very important. What do you need to get pre-approved? Well, we need a copy of your driver's license and Social Security card. If you don't have a Social Security card, you should run out and go get one. It takes about 2 weeks to come out. You may be able to order them online, but most people have to go into the Social Security Administration and order a card. We need 2 months of bank statements, all pages. We want to see that you have the money. And we're looking for deposits of your pay stub, of your earnings. If we see deposits of cash, that's going to be a problem. We have to know where that money's coming from, all right? All the money has to be verified and sourced that you're going to use for the down payment or for closing costs. So we need 2 months of bank statements. If you have a 401k, we need the 401k instructions, or the plan document, the 401k plan document, which states what are the requirements to access those monies. Can you actually get the money? Does it have to be a loan? Can you take a withdrawal? Is there penalties associated with it? What are the allowable reasons to get the money? Can you get the money to buy a home or to reduce debt? And so we need the plan document as well as the quarterly statement. Most 401ks require the statements are issued on a quarterly basis. And so sometimes if you're, in the middle of a quarter, you'll have to go online and get a transaction history up to the current month so we can see what's been happening with the 401k in terms of the statement, as well as any transactions that may have taken place between the last statement and the next statement that's coming up. So we have your 401k, all the statements, we're looking for cash deposits, we want season funds for the last two months. Now, if you're getting a gift and you don't have money, then we'll need a statement from the donor, and we'll need to see the paper trail, the donor providing you the money, whether it be by wire or check. We want a copy of that. We want a copy of the deposit receipt into your account. And when that money is ready to be deposited in escrow, we'll want you to wire those funds and not move your money around, or write a check for those funds, but you want to keep the money. You don't want to use the account. You don't want to add more funds that are not verified and seasoned or verifiable funds to the account. You just want to try to keep everything as is, because we have to track literally. This is called the Patriot Act, where they want to know where the money came from, the source of funds. They're looking for people who are laundering money, looking for terrorist money. The government is very involved in ensuring that no money used for a real estate transaction is illegal money of any type. All right, so we've got to be able to source it. We want your pay stubs for the last 30 days, and we're looking for your year-to-date to be in line with your monthly or weekly pay stub. So if you haven't been working consistently, we're going to be looking at that. If you are using overtime to qualify, then you have to be on the job for at least 2 years. We can't count overtime unless you've been working for the same employer for the last 2 years. So we're going to be looking at your job stability for the last 2 years, and we're going to have to average your overtime separately. So we'll look at your base pay. That's one thing. And then we're going to look at your overtime pay. And in order to accurately analyze your overtime income, we'll have to send out a verification of employment and ask your employer to actually tell us on that form how much you've earned in overtime over the last 2 years. And that's how we average it. And so we do verifications of employment on our pre-approvals anytime we have a person that's using overtime to help qualify. So we have 1 month's worth of pay stubs. We have 2 months worth of bank statements. We need your identification, your Social Security card. And then on top of that, we'll need your credit report. And we run a tri-merge credit report. This is a credit report that represents TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, right? So three different credit bureaus. And from that, we take your middle score. We throw out the high, throw out the low, and the middle score is what's going to determine where we put you, actually, you know, what you qualify for. You could have a $700 FICO score with TransUnion and a 550 with Equifax and a 600 with Experian. We're going to use 600. You think you have a 700 FICO score, but no, I'm afraid to tell you that your score is 600 and you just barely qualify for an FHA loan with 3.5% down. So we're going to look at your credit, analyze that very carefully. Once we've done this analysis, right, if you have any issues on your credit report, any open collection accounts, we'll want you to resolve those. Now, you don't have to pay them off, but you need to have a payment arrangement and have to be in writing. Not only do they have to be in writing, but you would have had to have made at least three payments on those collection accounts in order for us just to add that monthly arrangement to your debt ratio. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay it. Now, if they're medical collection accounts under $2,000, you may not have to pay that debt. All right. So collection accounts have to be resolved. In addition to collection accounts, if you have mortgage lates or in the past, anything within the last 2 years or credit card lates, we need a letter of explanation as to what happened. And in that letter of explanation, you want to write the letter of explanation like this. First, this is what it is that you're acknowledging the debt. Two, this is what happened. This is why you got behind. And then lastly, this is where you are today, to indicate to the underwriters that the possibility of this happening again is remote, because you have a job now, or because you're better now. You were not in the hospital. You're now, you know, very healthy and working full time, 40 hours a week. You know what your story is, but we need to put it in a very succinct and organized manner, so the underwriter can clearly understand that this is not a character issue. This is not a character flaw. You pay your bills. You honor your obligations. This is just our circumstances. You know, good things sometimes happen, or bad things sometimes happen to good people. All right. So we've issued the pre-approval, and we may issue a pre-approval for $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 or, you know, whatever the amount is. Here's the thing you need to understand. The pre-approval is the maximum amount you can qualify for. And here at The Power Is Now, we don't issue one pre-approval. We issue two, sometimes three pre-approvals. The first pre-approval is for a single-family home, all right? And that pre-approval may be for an FHA, government loan, or a conventional loan. The second pre-approval would be for a four-unit building, because here we believe that first-time home buyers should take advantage of the unique opportunity that it only exists for them to buy a four-unit building, live in one unit, be able to use the income from the other three units to actually help them qualify, and as a result of buying a four-unit property, not having to pay a mortgage ever again because the tenants are going to be paying it. All right. The property has to qualify in order for you to do this. You know, for every dollar in the mortgage, we need $1.15 or more in rent. So the property is definitely going to be able to make the mortgage payment. And that's exciting. Imagine renting a property, buying a four-unit property, being able to, you go from being a renter to a first-time home buyer and an investor landlord. And imagine that. And folks, we are doing this for people. We have clients right now that are looking for four-unit properties. We have clients we have closed in four-unit properties, and it's the best decision they've ever made. You know, here's the great thing, too. They don't have to stay there forever. They may stay there for a year, maybe 2 years, but when they leave, already they have some cash flow coming because the rents from the other three units is more than enough to pay the mortgage payment. So they have some cash flow coming in addition to not having a mortgage payment. So when they move out, that cash flow is going to increase by the amount of rent they're going to get for the property that they've been living in. And so, I mean, I don't know what better way to get started with building wealth and building passive income. I mean, the smart move is to do it again. Buy another four-unit building and just keep doing that until you just get sick and tired of living in an apartment, all right? But if you've been living in an apartment for the last 5 to 10 years, you know, what's wrong with doing that and something that's going to be providing income? One day, if you keep doing it, you will eventually replace your income on the job, or it will be at such a high percentage of your income on the job that you don't even need the job anymore. You're saving more money than you ever would have thought you'd be able to save because that normally would be money going towards rent. Anyway, we give you a pre-approval for a single-family home. We give you a pre-approval for a four-unit building. And we'll give you a pre-approval for any type of special programs that have income limits or loan limits. Or, you know, there are some programs out there that are tied to cities and counties, even the state. And they can be rather complicated. They require a pre-approval all on its own. So everybody, agent, borrower, everybody is fully aware what we're working with, all right? We don't want offers made on properties that don't meet the requirements for the program. So we get you pre-approved, right? And just because you have a pre-approval for $500,000 doesn't mean you need to go out and buy a house that requires a loan of $500,000. This is where budgeting comes into play and being a member of the Home Buyers Club here at The Power Is Now, where we will help you understand what your mortgage needs to be based on your budget. You know, a good rule of thumb is this. If whatever your annual income is, right, whatever your annual income is, multiply that by 0.45, all right, 45%, and divide that by 12. So if you make $100,000 a year, 45% of that is $45,000 a year, divide that by 12. That is what your total housing expense and living expenses should be, 45%, folks. That's the new mortgage, your car payments, your credit card bills, and all that, all right? Now, here's the other thing you need to consider. If you do a real budget, you can add to that about another $1,000 to $1,500, right? Another $12,000 to $18,000. Add that to that 45, right? So what do we got now? We've got 57 to as high as $50,000 or $63,000. Divide through $63,000 into $100,000. Now we have a debt ratio of 63%. 63%. So when you have a debt ratio from a lending perspective of 45% based on making $100,000 a year, which means that your total expenses can't be more than $45,000 a year in terms of your housing, in terms of your mortgage and your credit card debt. These things, these kinds of expenses that are reported to the credit bureau. We don't count the babysitter. We don't count gas. We don't count food. We don't count any of those other things. We don't count any of that stuff. So that's another $1,000 to $1,500. So now we're looking at your total outgo of 63 $100,000 a year on that 100 grand. That's a 63 back-end ratio. But is it really? No, it's not. Because of that 100,000, you're going to pay at least 25% in taxes. We don't live on our gross income, folks. We live on our net. So when you take into the actual cash flow flowing into your household, right? You're at a 45 back-end ratio. We think you're gold and all that, right? But in reality, your actual debt ratio is almost 90%. God forbid, should something happen, or if in those expenses, those extra expenses above the 45, you don't have a savings plan, an emergency fund, and all the other things that everyone should have, because, you know, life isn't perfect, right? Things do happen. We can't look through life through rose-colored glasses and not expect for everything to go perfectly, because it doesn't work that way. Cars break down, kids get sick, you get sick, you know, emergencies happen. You gotta have reserves. And so as a rule of thumb, I want you to think about that. And if you want help with the budgeting aspect of really what it is you can afford, this is just the harsh reality, folks. I hate to break it to you, but most people trying to buy a home right now are just so unrealistic about what they can really afford. And it is pride, and it is this keeping up with the Joneses, and it's all this stuff that doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, you know, when you can't make that mortgage payment, or you can't make it, you're not going to be thinking about those people who you might be managing to right now and thinking about you want to buy. What you want to buy, or how you want to live. You don't want to live in San Bernardino or Riverside. You want to live in Orange County. You don't want to live in you don't want to live in Tracy or in Vallejo. You want to live in Berkeley or San Jose. I mean, keep it real, folks, because this should be a long-term investment. Think about those people who bought in 2012 and they still own their homes today in 2017. Their homes have doubled in value practically. They have built wealth. But you can't build wealth if you don't hold on to the asset. That's the reality. You cannot build wealth. You have to be able to hold on to the asset. That means you need to buy it right now. You need to perhaps look at lower your expectations, remove that champagne taste, beer budget mentality, and buy something that you really can afford. Your first house does not have to be the Taj Mahal. Let it be what it is, a starter home. Get into the game. Get in where you fit in. Number three, and it's 8 o'clock, so we're going to wrap up in the next 5 minutes. Number three, find an agent. You know, I'm blessed here to have close to, 23 incredible real estate professionals who are seasoned, who are knowledgeable, who are aggressive, who are buyer's agents, who love working with buyers, and who want to help you get into a home. And you may know of an agent that is that way. All you're looking for is someone who's going to keep it real with you. You know, keep it real, that they're going to be accessible and available to you to show properties to you. And someone you can rely on in terms of the advice they give you. Listen to your agent. I mean, come on now. Did you get a real estate license? Have you helped people buy and sell homes in the past? Do you really know, you know, what to look for? Real estate agents carry so much value in the transaction. They really do. They're advisors. That's what they are. That's where their real value is, in helping you make a decision. Their value is not in finding the house. Heck, with technology today, you can find your own house. Just get on the internet. I mean, Zillow and Trulia and all these online platforms are practically doing our job. They're saving us all time. They're saving you time. They're saving the agents time. So you don't really need them to find the house. Get online and find a house. It's when you go and look at that house, you need the expert eye of a real estate professional that's seen 1,000 of those, all right? And he can help you. He can look at the market. He can analyze the market, or she can analyze the market and determine if it's priced right. And they can help you decide on what offer to make. And then when the tire really meets the road, they can negotiate. Everything is negotiable, folks. Leave nothing on the table. Everything is negotiable. Even in a seller's market, everything is negotiable. And it takes a great agent who really understands their value, that can add value to the transaction and to you in helping you find a home. And so you want to find a great agent, a VIP agent, right here at The Power Is Now, are some of our incredible partners that we work with. You know, this one agent, I have to give her credit because I tell you, talk about somebody who is just committed to helping and working in her community and fighting for her borrowers and her buyers and getting them the deal. That's Michelle Dupree. I'm giving you your kudos, Michelle. I tell you, folks, deals come across Michelle's from Michelle with 4% in seller credit in Northern California. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can't get credit in Northern California unless you know what you're doing and know how to price and negotiate the deals. She gets people, first-time home buyers, who are needing down payment assistance. And, I mean, we're talking about interest rates in the 5% range because of down payment assistance. I so appreciate buyer's agents who are just all out and all in for their clients, representing them and getting it done. I mean, Michelle Dupree, and I could think of agents here, even on our own team. I mean, Robin Davis, who one of our top agents, does an incredible job in representing her buyers. And more importantly, you know, here at The Power Is Now, we are a real estate company and a mortgage company. And so when we are involved on the sales and on the loan side, man, we've got serious skin in the game. You think we're going to let a single ball drop? You think we're going to let a pin drop? I'm telling you, we are on point and making sure everything is happening when it should, how it should, and that transaction closes on time. And so that's one of the benefits of being able to provide the service on both helping them, representing the buyer on the home, and also providing the loan, less people to deal with, one point of contact. There's 1,000 benefits, seriously, working with a company that provides both the lending service. And that's what we do here at The Power Is Now. And I appreciate the agents that work with us at other companies. And they see the value of that because we got a crazy team, man. We got a very knowledgeable, seasoned professionals who are on top of our clients, on top of the process, communicating by phone, by email, by text. We take this all very seriously. So having a great agent and a great lender, a great team is so, so important. Number four, make the offer. You know, folks, keep in mind that the contingencies exist for a reason. You can think that you love that house and that this is the perfect house, and then you get the home inspector in there and you find out all kinds of problems, more problems than you're willing to even deal with. You have a contingency period for the inspection. You have a contingency period for the appraisal. You have a contingency period even for the loan. You have several ways to opt out of the deal if it's not going right. And so don't try to do all the analysis and all the inspection. If you study long, you're going to study wrong, as we say in playing pool, right? You cannot waste time, not in this market, trying to figure out if it's something you want to buy. I'm telling you, if it's in the neighborhood, it meets a room count, a bedroom count, and it's something, it's a place where you could live, make an offer. Once you get into the details, you see that it's not, withdraw your offer, move on to the next deal. I mean, the number one reason why many people are not getting into homes right now because they're taking too long and making decisions and making up their minds about the homes they want to buy. And they're too doggone picky. They're looking for perfect situations and they don't exist. Come on now. It's because the carpet is dirty. Really? Or the walls are dirty, or the place stinks, or they had cats and dogs. All that stuff can be taken care of. You got to look beyond that. Look at the bones, look at the room count, look at the square footage, look at the location, look at the placement of the house in the yard, corner lot, inside lot. I mean, there's so many things to look at. And I hate it when we take a buyer out and all they can talk about is how dirty the place is. It's like they're not even paying attention to the house itself. And this is where, again, having a great agent that can help you and guide you on the process, folks. This is buying a home, a serious business. It's an investment you're making into your future, and you need to make offers because offers are being made every day. Homes are not staying on the market, especially in the 300 to 500 price range. They're there for maybe a couple of weeks and they're gone. You got to move. The last step is closing, and if the offer gets accepted, then we have to update everything because every piece of document you provide in the loan process It's time stamped. It ages. So we have to have up-to-date financial information. So it's practically like reviewing the pre-approval all over again. Your credit report is only good for 60 days. That means another credit report fee and an update. And, you know, we have to go through the whole process again. Now, the good news is that if you're in contract within 30 days, we don't have to do anything. We just submit it right to the lender, get it approved. If it's taken longer than 60 days, we'll have to redo your pre-approval. And then hopefully you don't have to go another 60 days before you find something. The fifth step is going through the process. The appraisal is done. The appraisal is going to cost you about $600, $500 to $600. Before you do the appraisal, during the initial stage, once the offer is accepted, the first thing you're going to do is a home inspection. That's going to run $350 to $400. If you're buying units, it can run $800 to $1,000 because every unit needs to be inspected, right? So $350 for a home inspection, that's money you need to have. So when we talk about no money down, folks, we don't literally mean no money down in terms of, or you don't need money. We do mean no money down in terms of the down payment, but you still have to deal with closing costs, which could be a grant or a seller credit. And then you have to have additional funds to take care of the home inspection, $350 to $400, the appraisal, which is going to be between $500 to $700. And then, you know, you may have other costs. You may have other costs associated with the transaction. Like, first of all, the deposit. You know, when you make an offer, the seller is not going to just take it on your word you're going to close. They want an earnest money deposit. That deposit can be between 1% to 5% of the purchase price. It just depends. You're looking at $1,000 to maybe $5,000 to $10,000 a seller may want as a good faith gesture that you're going to close. On first-time home buyers, at least for us here, we see the earnest money deposit ranging between $1,000 to $5,000 at the most. It's when you get into, you know, much larger properties, much more expensive properties, that and you're competing, that you're going to have to come up with a much more serious earnest money deposit. The loan is approved. Everything is in. Paperwork is drawn up, and I can't get into all the details of that process, but we settle in on the fees, we settle in on the interest rate, we give you time to review it, we make sure that everything is in line with a title and escrow, everything is cleared and ready to go. We give you an estimate in advance of what it's going to take, what you're going to need to bring into escrow. The documents are ordered, they're in escrow, escrow calls you, schedules the appointment. You sign the loan documents, they tell you exactly to the penny what you need to wire in. You wire in the funds. Within a few days, the loan is funded and recorded, and you are a homeowner. You know, the fifth step is the fastest process, and it's the easiest process. It's steps 1, 2, 3, and 4 that can take a little bit longer and can be a little bit more challenging. But folks, that's how you buy a home. That's the process. That's how you get started. If you have any questions, this is the time to ask on Facebook. For those of you who are live with me on Facebook, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule this evening to listen to this. And if you have any questions, you can ask those questions. I appreciate those of you who are making comments about the show. Thank you, Robin and Derek Williams. Derek, you and I need to talk, man. Please give me a call. Anyone has any questions on here? Al Rogers, thank you for just supporting us. Al was at the seminar on Sunday night. Donald Drake put on that seminar at Sunday night at the Fullerton Library, and we had a great time educating people there about home ownership. Folks, if you have any questions, oh, Dolly Spivey, oh my God, Dolly, how the heck are you? Say hello to Graham for me. Is there a minimum FICO score to qualify for a home loan? Honestly, Dolly, there is not. It just depends. You know, people think you need to have credit. I'm so glad you asked this question, and I'm going to take a couple more minutes to answer this. Folks, you do not need credit to buy a home. This is the biggest lie that exists in the world of credit and lending. You do not need credit, a credit score, to buy a home. Now, if you're going to have credit, then you need to have good or reasonable credit, and even that is subject to interpretation. So first, no credit. Let me tell you why you can buy a home with a zero credit score. Because we'll use the rent you're paying, we'll use your cell phone bill, we'll use your utility bills, we'll use your insurance bill. Man, woman, you have credit. It's just not reported to any of the credit bureaus. In fact, there is a company that will actually report all of those things on a credit bureau. And I'm going to do a show about that in the future. But for right now, that's how we establish credit for a person who doesn't have any credit. And do you know that you can get an FHA loan, 30-year fixed rate, low interest rate with no credit? You can. We can build alternative credit. FHA. You don't have to take a hard money loan or a non-prime loan or something like that, folks. You don't have to do it. All right. Now, if you have credit, then you need to have a minimum score of 500. That's what I said, 500. You can get an FHA loan with a 500 minimum score. Now, we're going to look at why it's 500, and we'll have to address open collection accounts, anything that's not paid. You have to address the issues that are bringing your credit score down. And in addition to that, you have to put at least 10% down when your credit score is that low. Now, we can get your score up to 580. All you need is 3.5% down for FHA loan. Now, if your scores are really low like that too, then the debt ratio requirements are much more stricter. But, you know, what they call strict is what they need to be anyway. Your debt ratio should not be more than 43 to 45% of your gross income, period, on any program. Now, with FHA, if you have really good credit or at least a FICO score of 580 and higher, your debt ratio can be as high as 56.9. And so we recognize in high-cost areas that the housing cost is going to push the limits of debt ratios. And so that's why there is the ability to buy a home with a higher debt ratio. There is the ability to buy a home with no FICO score or with a low FICO score. You can do it. All right. So thank you, Dolly, for that great question. Jeffrey Gistinar. Man, it's been so long since we talked. Thank you for tuning in, man. Say hello to your mother-in-law for me. Her birthday keeps popping up in my cell phone. Okay, we don't have any other questions. So, folks, if you have any questions, drop me an email, eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com, or you can put it right here on Facebook. I'll check the Facebook from time to time and respond to the questions you have there. Please tune in with us every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And I would appreciate it. And I know that you have friends and family members that would appreciate it as well. If you would share this link, let's get the word out. You know, everybody should own a home. It's so important that they do so. It is not just some novelty thing that you should do. It's not like, well, one of many goals you should meet. It's not like that at all. It's an issue of survival. It's an issue of survival. Keeping a roof over your head, having money set aside for retirement, being able to have a piece of land that you can own and call your own, not being subject to being evicted or moved out because a landlord wants to give it to their children or needs to sell it for their own retirement. Folks, get control of your life and buy a house. And until you do so, you are not in control. And things are not going to be easier. They're going to be harder the longer you put it off. So I appreciate all of you have taken the time this evening. We're running a little past schedule. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Don't let procrastination rob you of buying a home. Go to applytobuynow.com right now and get started. Or go to Never Rent Again right now and get started. Reach out to us and let us give you the help you need. And if you're a real estate professional and you have a client you would like us to talk to, put their information in Never Lease Again. NeverLeaseAgain.com. That's a special site for real estate professionals where you put your information, your client's information, indicate a little bit about them in the chat, in the text box, and we will reach out to your clients right away. If you're interested in working with The Powers Now, we welcome you to our team. You don't have to work for us. Just send us your clients and we'll help you. We'll treat you as if you are a member of our own team. And if you want to work with us, please consider joining us. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we'll have a live Facebook seminar on The Powers Now business opportunity. And we certainly hope you will tune in tomorrow if you're interested in selling real estate for the first time, or if you're selling real estate already, to joining our team. We encourage you to tune in. Well, folks, thanks again for joining me. The power is now. It's a movement. And I certainly hope that you will join the movement and help us help others make the dream of homeownership, the American dream of homeownership, a reality. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to the Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.